وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all the duas that you make for us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Tonight was the 20th Taraweeh and the recitation of the 21st Para. And the important points of Surah Ankabut mentioned in the 21st Para, they are as follows. In the first verse of the 21st Para, which is the 45th verse of Surah Ankabut, a command has been given to make tilawat of the Book of Allah and to be punctual of Salah. The benefit of Salah mentioned is that it prevents one from immorality and evil. The reality is that which the most wise and all-knowing being has declared, that when Salah is performed, keeping in mind all its conditions and etiquettes, then its benefits and rewards will definitely be attained. Then it becomes a barrier between the person performing Salah and sin. That is why we must endeavor to read our Salah in the best possible manner. Now, is it not a reality that amongst us there are countless people who perform Salah, but they also speak lies, they break promises, they exploit and oppress others, and are involved in immorality, they cast evil glances and do not allow their wives to veil their faces from strange men. So looking at the lives of people in their homes, shops and marketplaces, one will never know that they are performers of Salat or not. The reason is that they are not performing Salah in a manner which it should be performed. So we must try and perfect our Salahs so that we can get the true benefits of Salah. One clear sign has been mentioned from amongst the many signs of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he was an ummi, an unlettered prophet. He did not know how to read or write. If he knew how to read or write, then the followers of falsehood would have fallen into doubt that perhaps he attained this knowledge from other heavenly scriptures. But just because he was an ummi, he was the most knowledgeable person in the entire world, and this is the blessings of Allah on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran was a miracle yesterday, is a miracle today, and it's a miracle for all time. The scientific facts which the Quran alluded to was difficult for the village dwellers of the Arabs and for the non-Arab intellectuals to understand. However, man can easily understand it today. Therefore, it is the opinion of this of the ulama that one, just as man's information and investigation increase, so much more will the miraculous nature of the Quran become apparent. And the purpose of mentioning this is to show that the Quran being a miracle is more clearer today than before, and it can be easily understood. So after mentioning the condition of the antagonists, the pious people are mentioned. Allah Ta'ala advises them to be patient in their hijrat, their migration, and on difficulties coming in the path of deen. Those people who leave their homeland will definitely have concerns over a means of survival. They fear how are they going to earn a livelihood in a foreign land. To console them, they are told that Allah, who grants sustenance to weak animals, will also provide for them. Therefore, there is no need to fear poverty when migrating. It can be said that the crux of the entire surah has been mentioned in the last verse by Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ فِي سُبُلِّنَا. We will definitely show our avenues to those who exert themselves for our cause. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is certainly with those who do good. To those people who strive against their nafs, strive against shaitan and the enemies of Islam, only pet for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grants them the ability to reach the road of success in this world and in the hereafter. Then one of the major causes of the Quran being miraculous is its foretelling of events. And this is exactly what happened in Surah Rum. At the beginning of this surah, one such prediction is made, which took place exactly as the Quran has stated. This prediction was regarding the Romans becoming victorious. It seemed very far-fetched for this prediction to be fulfilled. But at the time when the Quran gave this information, the Persians had fully subdued the Romans. At this time, the Roman Empire was involved in a struggle for life and death. Besides the challenges faced on its borders, even the internal conditions were very bad. In the whole of Europe, there was treachery. The Roman king Heraclius, in front of the violent winds of decline, had become helpless and had already signed the pact of disgrace and death. Since the Persians were mushrikeen and fire worshippers, whereas the Romans were believers in Allah, the mushrikeen of Makkah heard of the victory of those of their religion and out of happiness began beating their drums in these trying circumstances. So the Quran predicted that the Romans will overpower the Christians within a period of 9 years. The mushrikeen mocked this announcement and notification of the Quran. However, this great prediction of the Quran was fulfilled within 9 years. The Romans trampled the grandeur of the Persians under their feet and laid the Roman flag in the heart of the Persian Empire. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned 7 proofs of His existence and greatness. Allah Ta'ala creates one thing from its opposite. Life and death are opposites of each other. However, Allah, through His complete power, creates a living human being from a drop of sperm, a chicken from an egg, a tree from a seed, and vice versa. He has created man from lifeless soil. Man refers either to Adam alayhi salam, who was directly created from soil, or every human being, because his body and his dietary needs are created from the soil. Then Allah Ta'ala has created the skies and the earth and whatever is in between them. He has created different languages and complexions. Someone speaks Arabic, someone speaks Persian or English, another speaks French, Urdu or Japanese. Some people's complexions are dark, while some are red, etc. Through sleep, He grants men rest during the day and night. Then the lightning strikes in the sky, due to which fear is created in the heart as well as hope. Then the rain falls, giving life to dead land. The perfect system of the heavens and the earth are a living proof of Allah Ta'ala's existence. The roof of the heavens stands without any pillars, and the stars move around in their orbits. There are neither collisions nor any noises. The earth also is continuously moving, but those living on the face of the earth cannot even perceive it. This surah shows that in every era, Allah Ta'ala's sunnah way is that He grants victory to truth over falsehood. If the people of truth are overpowered at any time, then they should take a stock of themselves. It should not be that they have adopted the ways of the people of falsehood and the people of falsehood have adopted some principles of truth. Then we go on to Surah Luqman. Begins with mentions of the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's everlasting miracle, that is the Quran, which is a divine constitution of guidance. Regarding it, man is divided into 2 groups. One group is of the believers who accept every verse of this book of guidance, and the second group is of the disbelievers who, on hearing these verses, turn their faces away proudly as if they had not heard anything. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentions 4 proofs of His power and oneness. He has created the heavens without any pillars, whereas there are bright stars in it as well as the sun and the moon, satellites and galaxies. Allah Ta'ala has placed mountains to keep the equilibrium of the earth in place. If there were no mountains, then this earth would continuously shake due to the water and the winds. The third proof is the countless types of animals, livestock and insects. Besides them, in the atmosphere and ocean, there are thousands of other living beings whose color, shape and characteristics are not known by anyone but Allah Ta'ala. Man's weakness is such that he cannot even make something similar to an ant or a fly, never mind a walking, talking and understanding person. Then the fourth proof is sends out rains from the skies through which every type of exquisite things grows. So the rain coming down from the skies is also a wonder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then besides this, there are some important points mentioned in Surah Luqman. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, Hazrat Luqman was not a Nabi, but Allah Ta'ala had granted him great wisdom and intelligence. His words were treasures of advice and lessons. His speech was eloquent. His silence was contemplation, and his statements were advice. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the five advices he gave to his son. These are very valuable and comprehensive advices which concern beliefs, worship, behavior and character. The first advice was, O my beloved son, do not ascribe partners with Allah. Verily, shirk is a very great oppression. The result of shirk is destructive. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala himself commands good relations with one's parents. The second advice is regarding the hereafter. The crux of it is that nothing is hidden from the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will bring forth on the day of judgment every sin, no matter how small and no matter in which hidden place it was committed. The third advice is regarding turning to Allah. A few forms of turning to Allah have been mentioned, that is, perform salah in a perfect manner, inviting people to do good actions and preventing them from evil actions, being patient over difficulties and tests. In the fourth advice to his son, he prohibited him from pride and ostentation. The fifth advice, he turns his son's attention to good character, that is, choose moderation in your walking and lower your voice when speaking. At the end of the surah, we are informed that the knowledge of five things is only by Allah. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. When will qiyamah occur? Where and how much rain will fall? What qualities does the baby in the womb of the mother possess? What will man do tomorrow? Where and when will death come? None besides Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of these five things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned these five things to be the keys of the unseen. And then we go on to Surah Sajdah. And in the beginning of the surah, mention is made of the truthfulness of the Quran, whose miraculousness is clear. The proof of its veracity are clear. His manner of explanation is completely different from human speech. However, in spite of this, the disbelievers of Makkah accused Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he had fabricated the speech. The surah mentions the proof of Allah Ta'ala's oneness and power. He has created the heavens and the earth. He plans all matters. Do you not ponder over one despised drop of water, that is sperm, how he has caused change from sand to sperm, from sperm to a blood clot, from a blood clot to a piece of flesh, from a piece of flesh to a bone, and then how he makes an attractive human being in appropriate height and appearance. And then this surah also shows the condition of both the believers and the sinners. The sinners on the day of judgment will stand up with their heads lowered in shame, disgrace encompassing them. And then we go on to Surah Ahzab. In this surah, three subjects have been discussed: social etiquettes, Shari'i laws, mention of some battles like the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Qurayza. And in these two battles, mention is made of the hypocrites and their actions. And then the important points of the surah are mentioned here under. In the first two verses, via Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummah Ummah has been given four commands, which in reality are the elements of success and good fortune. Continue fearing Allah. Do not follow the opinions of the disbelievers and hypocrites. Continue following divine revelation. Have trust in Allah. And then some people, the habits from the days of ignorance have also been refuted. Some are logically incorrect and some are evil according to the Sharia. The people of ignorance were under this notion that some people have two hearts in their chest. In refutation of this, Allah Ta'ala states, Allah has not placed two hearts within the chest of one man. The heart is only one. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks of the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Banu Qurayza. And the Muslims' victory in the various battles with the assistance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, keep us steadfast in the deen of Islam, adhere to the beautiful advices of Hazrat Luqman, on whom be peace, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on all of us in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.